What do you call people with long hair? Men with long hair.
Freaks? Hippies? Weirdos?
What is a hippie?
What is a hippie? That goes with stereotyping. You don't know. You see that stuff when it came in, none of us in our group had it. And a couple guys from another group did, you know, and we didn't like it. You know, it's always supposed to, a man's supposed to look like a man. I still don't believe that. Don't laugh at me.
Fine.
And so we called them hippies. Now we didn't even know what a hippie was.
Yeah.
We just associated them. We were long hair. We dressed a little different than we did. Maybe used drugs or was a little more liberal in a lot of their thoughts and that than we were hippies.
Yeah.
You know, we were, if you didn't play football and, you know, watch the Notre Dame game and stuff like that, you were weird.
What do you think about the protest movements that were going on back in the late 60s and early 70s?
I just...
And colleges and the hippies marching and all.
To me, in my opinion, they were just all bored. A lot of what they said was good, you know, which should have been being said all along. Nobody did. And questioning a lot of things to politicians today is all well and good.
Mm-hmm.
But anybody that gets mixed up in anything like that is, in my opinion, fooling themselves because nothing is going to change. Mm-hmm. Hate to have bad outlook on life, but it's just never going to change. There'll always be criminals and crooked politicians and women cheating on their husbands and men cheating on their wives and insane people and sex deviates, and no one's ever going to change that, so why protest against it?
Mm-hmm.
In other words, I wouldn't waste my time. What would I protest against? I could protest against Mayor Daley and the way this city is being run with Irish policemen. What good would it do me?
Yeah.
You know, so to me it's all a waste of time, and I think it's immaturity in a lot of cases. I think it's just people feeling that, oh, hey, that's a lot of fun, you know. So that's why they do it. In other words, I would consider myself a very realistic person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't get involved in anything I know I can't change. And I can't change too much, so I must have just sit back. Right? That's the way I feel.
Oh, listen, I agree with everything you're saying. what kind of games did you play when you were a kid? Do you remember any of them?
Yeah. Rock on a Bat, Release.
Monopoly?
Well,
these
are outside games.
Yeah.
Release, Rock on a Bat, Buck Buck.
Rock on a Bat.
Buck Buck.
You know Buck Buck?
It's
a tough game.
Unless you're jumping on his back.
Oh, it's rough. Rock on a Bat, well, we used to play Rock on a Bat with a basketball too now.
Yeah.
You know the lines in a city sidewalk. You put a rock here, around the line, and then you get on that line, and I get on this line.
Yeah.
With a basketball, you just keep bouncing, trying to hit that rock. My object is to try to get that rock across your line.
Ah.
And vice versa.
Yeah.
And then you do it for punches, you know. If you do it, then you can get to punch the guy in the face and stuff.
Okay.
But Buck Buck was rough. You know,
you
choose sides, like seven on the side,
yeah.
You know, and you get a postman for each team,
yeah.
And then one guy,
what's the postman?
If this were a tree or a post,
yeah.
He stands up with his back to it,
yeah.
You know, and then the next guy gets down, every guy performs like a train,
yeah.
He puts his head into him, and he just, well, it's all backs then, so you can jump like a horse,
yeah.
And they make a big horse for you,
yeah.
And then the other team, our team, would get back there and run,
yeah.
And I'm the first man, so you put the fastest, lightest guy who can really get up there.
Yeah.
As far as he can get up on these backs. As far as he can get to the postman.
Yeah.
Because you want to put your whole team on their backs.
Yeah.
And if they can support the weight,
yeah.
And then you change and you become the horse and they start running and jumping on your back.
Yeah.
So the Buck Buck was Buck Buck how many fingers up. You know, the postman would hold his fingers up. And if his team could guess the fingers, like he'd say, Buck Buck how many fingers up. And if his team who can't see him because they're all down, say three, then again they would take, you know, that would be another way of, otherwise we would try and break their backs. If we could make them fall, then it was our turn to jump on them again. But the postman used to get punched, you know, the first guy flying in would punch him, you know. Postman would be doing one of these, you know. Buddy of mine had the exact indentation of the tree on his forehead. He went that